When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Something happened today that evoked a very strong and warm feeling of gratitude in me. And it wasn't just a single event. It was sort of like a culmination of an event. Today was my last day of teaching a comics class that I was informed is my fourth year running this class, facilitating. Let's use that word. That word fits much better. Facilitating a five-week comics course for Seriously Chelsea. I'm going to say a little bit more about Seriously at the end of this microcast, too. I've become, so much of my life has been wrapped up in what Seriously is doing, and I'm really grateful for that because, I mean, they're a youth advocacy organization. I love working with kids. A strong motivator behind even what I do in comics is informed by wanting to help kids. So, yeah, a lot of harmonizing going on between me and them. But this class, why am I so grateful for this class? And why, I mean, when you go through any long and intense experience, there, I feel at least, a strong sense of gratitude just for having had the experience most of the time. Even when it's an intense or tough experience, I think there's something about, like, when the pressure's off and the endorphins all rush in, it's like there can be a feeling of jubilation or of warm gratitude, like, oh, thank goodness it's over, but I'm glad I did it, that kind of thing. But this one, there's gratitude on a ton of levels, and I've got, like, at least four points to talk about. Things that I'm grateful for this project. So, for one, the middle school, this class was for middle school kids, like ages 11 to 14, somewhere in the neighborhood. And the middle school actually loans me their art room to run the class, right? So I get facilities. I'm in an art room, so there's actually like materials that we can use if we don't have, if I don't bring enough, or if Seriously doesn't bring enough of whatever we need, there's things on hand that we can use in a pinch. Also just desks and lights and overhead projector and sound equipment and so on. And I'm also grateful, very grateful to the Seriously Chelsea organization, particularly my friend Jesse, for organizing this thing and being a champion of it. I mean, Seriously goes to the school and wins over their trust and sells them on the value of why it's important that we lead these classes. You know, not every community necessarily thinks of comics as being, worthy of academic focus, right? Maybe it's a fun thing to do. It's a cool pastime. Maybe it's even kind of hip. But it's, does it belong in the schools? I don't know. Is it art? I don't know, right? There's still, like, there can be a little bit of hesitation. And I don't know what kind of conversations Seriously had with the middle school, but I know that they were there advocating for this class to happen. So if there was any resistance, Seriously took care of that. They also organized, like, the sign up for the kids. They send out emails to the parents. They make a bunch of noise ahead of time to try to get kids to sign up. So they do a lot to make this thing successful. I wish I had a partner like them in more of my other comics teaching endeavors. And then I have to express gratitude to the cartoonists who visited my classroom. So this time around, and we've been doing this for a couple years now, I bring in four cartoonists from the professional field, professional cartoonists that I know or have heard of, and have them do a Skype visit with the kids. Now, there's a couple reasons I do this. One is it creates a sense of accountability. I better get your thumbnails done because next week Greg Schiegel's coming to our classroom and you want to be able to show him your thumbnails to get some tips. But also, it's just giving, because, like, there's some general Q&A at the top of their visit, but then I just turn over Skype to the kids and I let the kids visit with the cartoonists one at a time and, like, hold their artwork up and get some pointers from the cartoonists. I don't know what I would have done to have access like that when I was a kid. Now, I know it's easy for an old person to say, like, well, when I was a kid, we didn't have such and such. Yeah, we didn't. And you know what? The next generation after this one will have more things, hopefully, than the one before. But that said, even though YouTube exists and, like, we can see online tutorials and stuff, there is nothing like one-on-one interaction between somebody who has a passion for a thing and a person who is making a life out of that thing, right? These are kids who love comics a lot, enough to you know, give up other extracurricular activities to come to class, to make time for this thing. And to then on top of it say, like, oh, we got a writer from DC Comics to come to talk to you guys. Or, oh, we've got, you know, John Gray, who worked on the Sonic the Hedgehog series and some of the Disney comics, coming to talk with you guys. We got Katie Shanahan, who does work on the Wild Kratts and makes excellent comics, coming to talk with you guys, right? Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what it would have been like having that kind of access as a child. It would have been profound. And I watched. You could see what happened after. Like, you watch these kids sit there in front of the computer, like talking with this person, and a lot of times they're just like drinking it all in, you know, getting all this amazing advice from this person, and it's all for them. Right? It's not for a classroom. It's just for them. It's huge. So I'm grateful to the cartoonist for that. I'm also grateful to the kids. I mean, there were a couple kids who showed up today for the last day of class, and they're like, yeah, I was going to stay home sick today. There's a cold going around, but I got to finish this book. Because, oh, another piece of the puzzle that I have to thank seriously for is, at the end of this project, we're going to collect the kids' work into an anthology that's going to be printed, and the kids are going to have a signing at the school. How cool is that? How incredible is that? What an amazing way for a community to let their kids know that they matter. Right? Yes, we've got sports heroes. Yes, we've got academic heroes. We've got people in the robotics club. But also, you artists, you storytellers, you guys matter a lot to us, too. Oh, that's pretty crazy. And then finally, one more little piece of gratitude for the kids. Well, it's more about the kids. I'm grateful that I have found myself in a situation where I get to watch young people transform through interacting with comics. Now, what does that mean? It's a 5-week course. How much can they really change? At the beginning of this course, a lot of these kids have never finished a comic story. And when I first tell them, like, well, all we have room for is everybody gets to do a 3-page story. I'm like, I need more room than that. I have a 10,000-page epic that I've got to do, and it's inside me, and it needs to come out, you know, that kind of thing. No, sorry, 3 pages, that's all we've got room for, so you got to make it work somehow. And there's a lot of friction there. But then towards the end, they realize, like, oh, geez, this comics thing is hard. I don't know if I'm going to finish my 3 pages, pencils, inks, colors, letters, all in time, right? In addition to all my other school workload. A lot of tensions going on there. And there's a lot of opportunities in 5 weeks, you know, twice a week, so it's 10 visits, for kids to feel disheartened and feel like, I'm not going to make it, or this isn't turning out like I hoped it would, or this is a lot harder to draw than I thought it would. I've got to change the character's design to make it simpler, and why did I make it so complicated in the first place? Oh my gosh, I failed, right? A lot of opportunities for those moments to happen. A lot of opportunities to feel discouraged, and a lot of my job at that point is about, like, pushing them on and saying, no, you got this. You can do this. Here, I'll work with you a little bit, and we'll talk about what's giving you problems and see if we can overcome that together. And the last day of this class, and it's been this way since the first year we've done it, is I watch these kids come, like, walk out of that room changed. They finished the thing. And yes, they have lots of projects at school. They have lots of long-term project papers, tests, quizzes, state standardized, what are they called? That the MEEP test or whatever, where you fill it in, like, the little circles with the number 2 pencil, lots of things like that. But comparatively, fewer things where it's like, this is just an expression of what I love and what I'm about. This is me at my purest form in this wonderfully accessible art form called comics. And I finished it, and I made the deadline. It's going to be in a book. I've done the work of a professional cartoonist, and that's language I use in the classroom. I get to be present for that transformation when it happens, and it's really, really cool. I know I'm beginning to sound like some kind of Mona Lisa smiles kind of moment where Julia Roberts and or Robin Williams and Dead Poets Society. But you know what? That is kind of part of the deal. That's part of what makes teaching so worthwhile, at least for me. And yeah, don't think for a second that I'm not thinking about the 11-year-old me who was struggling with this comic stuff when he was a kid and surrounded by people who they thought I was talented, and they patted me on the head very nicely. Good for you, son. You can draw a thing. Is it a job? Is it a worthwhile expression? Maybe, maybe not, right? So to see a room full of kids sort of like bond over this mutual experience of intensity and effort, and then to be there as the guide to say, like, look, you did it, and I knew you could do it, and now you've all done the work of a professional cartoonist, and watching them like kind of walk out of the room a little taller feels really, really, really cool. It's a privilege to see that happen. So yeah, that's been the tone of my day. A lot of gratitude. I said I was gonna say something about Seriously a moment ago. Another thing about them is on my Patreon, this is housekeeping stuff. I'm going to be posting just for my patrons, so it's not public, some of the process work and some of the finished pages from my latest book that I'm doing for the Seriously organization. And you can find it at patreon.com/jersey. If you're interested in checking it out for the next 40 days, I'm going to be updating daily with new stuff there. And I don't know if I'm going to be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Now we're entering that time where I'm getting ready to go on my trip. So I may or I may not. If not, then I'll be back by the 20th. But I suspect I'm going to be trickling in some things in between while I'm on my vacation. We'll see. But if not, thank you for, you know, downloading, listening, and participating in this Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where I and a bunch of other cartoonists are posting audio accompaniments to the work that we're doing every day. And I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
I love running at this time of the day.
Yeah, me too. Makes me feel close to nature.
The best part is that it's wonderful exercise.
It's the best. Of course, one should check with a doctor before doing any heavy exercise.
Right, and then start off just a little each day.
I sure wish we could tell that to everybody.
I think we just did.
We did?
Say for yourself.
Remember, be good to your body, and it'll be good to you.
Well said, He-Man. Now, I'll race you to the tree.
Okay.